You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday, which means we gotta get up, get down, party, stretch a little. Please, we don't do it enough. On tonight's show, we have one of my favorite friends, Bijuana. They will be performing their new song along with a nice, good lineup of awesome, fun, friendly guests. We have the War Amps, Bijuana, Rolling Blackouts, Muna, Laverne, Nina Mercury, Violent Soho, and Rufus on tonight's show. So get ready, get up, get down. This is Andy Land Radio.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
I don't know what to say. Lazy Days. This song is not the most up-tempo song I've ever played on the song, on the show. Allison Pool by War Amps on Andy Land Radio. Look, I'm coming into this Wednesday feeling super duper chill and relaxed. And you know who else is? Bijuana! Hi, Bijuana. How are you? I'm trying to give you some energy right now. You were trying to make a coffee in the station. Yeah, you're in the lobby of the station, making yourself some coffee, rushed in here like 5 minutes ago, but calm as a cucumber, which I love. It's like, whatever, just come on in, make some coffee. You know, you come in here and you give me some chill presents, and I love it. Yeah. I'm really happy. Oh, there we go. Now you have a microphone.
Yeah, I can hear myself.
I know, that's weird. I have a tendency to silence people inadvertently. It's strange. I don't know. It's my colonial roots. So,
I'm glad you can make jokes like that.
Well, I have to. Yeah. I have to. I gotta, you know.
Me too.
Yeah. What jokes do you make about yourself? Miss Thing.
I don't know. Mr. Self-deprecating Thing. Stuff.
What is the non-binary version of Miss Thing?
I don't know.
We need to make that up.
Good question.
I know. I have lots of good questions on a chill Wednesday. Hanging out. I love this. You got to come over some weekend and just sit and chill with me.
For sure.
What do you want? What are you watching these days?
What am I watching?
Yeah.
I've just been playing video games, to be honest.
Which ones?
Witcher 3.
Is this PS4 or GameCube?
Yeah, you can play on PS4 or PS3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is GameCube still a thing?
I actually, I brought out the old GameCube a few months ago and played, The Hobbit. And I got started, I started to get really pissed off because it glitches out and stuff. But I guess that's part of the fun, but it's not really fun.
You know what I really enjoy is Pikmin.
Pikmin?
Yeah, it's like this little character that, lives in the grass, and all these other little Pikmin follow it, these little teardrop looking things, and
then
they
attack out.
Yeah, it's really meditative. I don't know how it hasn't made a resurgence.
What is it for? What platform?
GameCube. Yeah. Oh. I used to go over to my friend's house. He wasn't really much of a friend. He just had a GameCube and I didn't have one. So.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, it's kind of weird. You're rocking Kate Spade. Weird. I would have never guessed that.
It's from my auntie, so.
Oh, it's lovely, though.
And I didn't want to buy another case.
Is this pre-death Kate Spade or post-death?
I don't even know.
Honey, that could be worth a fortune. Get that vape off of there. For those of you who don't know, Bijuana, lots of fun. They just came out with, what was the last release he did? Care?
Fever. Well, that was the last release. It was a collaboration with Imuar. And it was out. Queer pop song about girl and girl stuff.
Who was that person you did a duo with? A pop duet. Who's that?
Yeah,
is that
the same?
Okay, yeah. Great song. I do really love it. We're gonna be playing Young and in Love next. Yeah. Can you tell me about that song?
I finished writing that song after going to Miami. I went on a cruise with my significant other. And
you went on a cruise?
Yeah.
I'm learning things about you. I would have had no clue. I would have never pegged you for a cruise.
It was a Paramore cruise, though. It was
What's
like
that?
It's like the band. A bunch of bands were playing while we were on the cruise to.
Oh, cool.
What is that?
Miami?
No, we started at Miami.
Panama?
Miami. And then we went to Nassau? Yeah, the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why we went. If it was not a band thing, I probably wouldn't have been on a cruise, but I was really drunk a lot of the time.
What's your drink of choice?
There, it was just pina coladas all the time.
Oh god, the hangover must have been terrible.
Not if you just keep drinking.
That's true. Look, we're gonna get to Young and in Love next on Andyline Radio. Bijuana is here in studio. Big love, mad love. I've been following you on Twitter. I've been so in love. You know who introduced me to you is Jamie Sassford.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, who I kind of have a weird crush on. I don't know why.
It's totally understandable.
I never did.
He's the nicest. He's a nice human being.
He is a really nice human being. I was feeling a little bit horny the other night. And actually, I kid you not, I've never felt this attraction for Jamie Sassford. But I was I can go on Facebook and look at a few photos of him, maybe.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm about to text him right now. No, I'm not.
Honey, it was weird. Oh, he'll find out. I'll let him know. But it was so weird. I was trying
that
to
is amazing.
Oh yeah, it was so bizarre.
He's
I was like,
okay. he's,
first
he's,
of all, he doesn't have enough swim trunk. He's nice looking, but I don't know what it was. There was something bizarre, and I'm like, this is going to ruin our relationship as friends.
Well. We were in an emo band together, cover band. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to talk about that next. Look, let's get to Young and in Love, Bijuana, and who else? Who is it? Just you?
Just me.
Clearly, I didn't do my research.
Just me, oh me.
Young and in Love next on Andyline Radio.
thinking about tomorrow, waiting for a moment, the moment, the moment we're alone. We dance all night, the love we made in the Bahamas, sipping on those pina coladas in the heat of the setting sun. When we're driving in your car, can't help but sing along to a CD from the 90s before we were born.
About it, we're talking about it. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Came up from the bottom.
blackouts in the Capitol on Andyland Radio. We are joined in studio by Biawana, who is smelking.
What? You just made a
we
word.
Made a word.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Smelking hella vape. She's smoking hella vape. I'm trying to talk to my friend Emily, get her to call into the station.
Emily.
All right, let's see if we can get her to call, because I know she has some questions for you.
For me?
Oh, yeah, you
me.
Bet. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, she likes you. She thinks you're fun.
Now I'm nervous.
No, she's cool. Emily, if you're listening, I know you're listening, call us. Look, we're going to talk a little bit about Pride maybe later on, you and me. Are you doing Pride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm playing a few shows. August 3rd.
Ooh.
Second. Whoa, I just turned into like a
queen. We all did. Emily, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Hello. We're all, our microphones are going all funky junky. Something weird is happening.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, me too.
Is mine even on?
Emily, are you there? You know what I'm going to do? Emily, yeah. Just call my cell phone. I'm just going to hold up to the mic because I really want to hear from you, okay?
Okay.
You call my cell. Oh, geez. You know, it's hard doing a show sometimes, especially when things go wrong. But, you know, that's when they can get a little bit fun and neat. Oh, here we go. Emily's calling. There we go. Emily, you're on
Hello?
Speaker.
Hi.
I have the speaker up to my mic. What?
I'd like to patch a call through.
Yeah.
You were all like, it was hard to hear you.
Can you scream a little louder?
Hello.
I don't think this is going to work.
I love your music.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
So good.
Emily, I'm trying to make this happen. Wait, I can't tell if I can hear you. Hold on. Keep talking for a bit.
Oh God, I have so many questions. Who and what inspired Fever?
Oh my goodness. Holy tonight.
That's kind of a loaded question, I realize.
It's okay. Oh my God.
You know what? While that's happening, let's play Emily's theme song. It's a lot of fun. Ha 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 ha! Emily, the song's for you. As we walk down the yellow brick road of life together.
Well, okay. So,
all right.
I'm not gonna, like, it was a collaboration with Jenny of I'm You Are, and I think, it was the first time we met. She had just come back from India, and we had been talking for like a few weeks, and she asked me to come over. So I came over, and she showed me some of their beats. And we just, like, picked out one that we liked, and we wrote it together, but
wow.
I had these lyrics, like, that pussy gimme fever,
yeah.
that I had written a while back about a girl I was seeing, and so I was really nervous and anxious about bringing that forward to her, because I was like, do we really want to go this way? But, like, it was totally fine,
yeah,
we flowed because she was like, I think for her, being with a partner that's heteronormative, like passing, she said to me that it's a good way for her to express another side that she's not able to express at the moment, if that makes sense. Through
wow, it totally
song.
Does. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I think together it was cool and refreshing. It was like the first time for both of us to write with another queer woman. And it was just surprisingly easy. We wrote it in less than 2 hours together after meeting for the first time. And I'm really proud of it.
That's really powerful. I have a question for you, Biawana. My friend Emily, she has dreams about having sensual relations with women.
Yeah.
She's been dating a guy for 8 years.
Yeah.
And he won't let her try things with women. I said that's completely messed up.
I don't think it's...
Emily, you know what? Emily?
Well, I guess he's not into polyamory and stuff, or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
Emily, I'm answering for you. You know what? I'm just as much in this relationship with Evan as you are.
Well, yeah.
Emily, is he into polyamory? Is he into you having some fun times?
I think he's open, but it's just a big conversation for a guy that went to, like, Catholic school.
Oh. See, my
parents... Yeah, but he doesn't anymore. Like, he's super, atheist now and like chill. Okay. But it's just like a big, it's a big conversation for something that I just, in the last few years, I've been like, this is something about me. Like, I am bisexual. Like, this is, and he's kind of like, okay. So
how does a woman deal with bisexuality in a world that deals, that primarily biracial is a thing, right?
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah.
like, how does someone like Emily, because it's you, Emily, it's only you, that has these bisexual needs that are unfulfilled. How does Emily deal with this? With her bisexuality?
Besides just watching Robin videos.
She got really into Robin. She told me yesterday.
The
she's
new
like,
one is
yeah.
all like, ever again, it's really sensual.
I told you to go masturbate after. Did you do it, or did you do it with Evan?
No. It's really sad. I thought about it. I was like, I'm going to do this when I'm not exhausted from work.
Well,
so go on. Sorry.
Have you ever... Oh, this is a deep question.
No,
you don't,
go for
you
it.
Don't
no,
have
no,
answer,
no. Right?
Have you ever been with another woman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but this was, like, way, like, from kind of, like, 13 to, I guess, 23 in that area. I was experimenting a lot.
Well, maybe you need to have a really, you just need to talk with your partner. And if you're not getting what you want in your life.
She's not getting what she wants. I know this to be true.
You might need to find somebody else. I don't know. It's like.
Emily. You're sexually unsatisfied.
That's not true.
It is
my
true.
Goodness.
Emily, I see the way you look at a latte. You're sexually undesired.
Here we go.
I love
Wait,
body.
No.
You're sexually undesired? That's
no,
mean.
You're not sexually undesirable. Well, I'm not saying you're undesired. No.
My goodness.
Emily, you're desired.
Are you gay?
There's Emily, are you gay? Beyond wants to know.
I was asking you.
Oh, am I? Yeah, I'm
it was a joke.
You know what? I'm a fail. That is true.
She's sexually undesirable.
Emily, you're very sexually desirable to me. You know this. I reach out and grab your breasts unconsensually all the time. But I do apologize. Okay, Emily, this is getting weird.
Next question.
Okay, I'll turn.
Do you have any
off.
More questions for Biawana? She's really popular
and
famous, and I don't.
What musician? What? Sorry.
Go on. Go. What's the question?
Actually, no, I don't like that question.
Emily, you do like the question. What's the question?
You're a musician that is your guilty pleasure.
I used to think of them as guilty pleasures, but now I wouldn't call them guilty pleasures anymore because
I get that.
Get pleasure out of it. I don't know. But ones that people don't know about, I listen to old Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Who else? I don't know.
Very cool.
Okay. You know what, Emily? I'm gonna give you their number. If you want to speak to Biawana, you two can speak.
Oh wow.
That would be really cool.
You just gave me my phone number out.
Well, I need to.
You can.
There's a lot of bisexuals out there that have yet to realize that they're actually a full on lesbian. Emily, you're a lesbian, I know that.
Hey, come to me.
Emily, you must unleash your desires. I know you have lots of desires for women, and you're not letting them go.
Well, right now you're being a great marketer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily.
Okay.
Are we gonna do like? Can I set you up on a date with a chick? Do you like blondes or brunettes?
I would say blondes. Probably right now.
Wrong answer. You're supposed to say dreadlocks. Lots of purple in there. All right.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, look. Anyways, Emily, my arm's getting tired. I'm holding up this phone.
Wait,
look,
but she has a lot of questions.
You do. Can I call you back in later on in the show?
Yeah. Well, can I just ask one and then?
Yes, you may. I love you a lot. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really interested in producing and like the sounds that you make. What inspired you to get into that? How did you go about getting into that? I don't know how to ask that question, but and what kind of instruments do you play? It's a two-prong question.
Okay, so my dad initially bought me a drum set, and I started with that, and guitar and ukulele, and then like any instruments that my brothers didn't use, so like bass and whatever else.
Oh, wow.
And my auntie gave me a laptop when I was like 12 or something, or mm-hmm. yeah, and then I bought Logic, and that's when I started learning how to produce my own demos and stuff. And I never really gave it up. But being in bands that were predominantly like dudes, I didn't necessarily have to delve much into it until I kind of mm-hmm. like head dived into being a solo artist. Like I was always doing it in the background. It was never at the forefront. So now I just try
right.
and do the most I can myself without having to rely too much on other people and right. connect with other female and queer producers and musicians as well, because it can feel really isolating and disheartening to not have that representation and that kind of like person to look up to who does it, you know?
Totally.
Emily,
I can imagine it's a
question.
Oh, what?
No, okay. We kind of moved this ahead. Can I call you back in later?
Yes, you can. Thank you so much.
And also, were you burping and farting during? That's why I was snickering.
Not at all.
All right. Okay, Emily, I'm going to call you back in. Emily, everybody. Emily Ewing.
Thank you so much. Yep.
Okay, we'll call you back soon.
Anytime.
I love Emily. She's a lot of fun. She's my best friend. I don't know what I'd do without her. She's a lot of fun. This is Emily's theme song. It's a good one. All right, look. When we come back, we're going to have more here in studio. Be Awana. Answering your questions.
Yes. I will answer your question.
What are we going to play next here? Got to look this up. Oh, here we go. I know exactly what we're going to play. Care! Be Awana!
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I had to say it. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it went in my head too.
Care next, Be Awana, Andyland Radio. Mm. I can't get rid of the song. Emily, you're torturing me. Jeez Louise. All right, there we go. Got to go. Care.
Bodies fit between the sheets. I can't help but get attached. Now I hate it when you have to leave. Trace my fingers on your back. Maybe I can make this moment last a little longer. Staring at your curves and falling for every word. I never thought I'd say that love could be the answer. Baby, now I know it's you who lifts this curse. I'll give you my all. If you say that you care for me, say that you care for me, I'll give you my all. If you say you'll be there for me, say you'll be there for me, I'll give you my all. If you say that you care for me, say that you care for me, I'll give you my all. If you say you'll be there for me, say you'll be there. There's no way to take it slow when our bodies can't let go. What it's like to be so close. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Maybe I can make this moment last a little longer. Staring at your curves and falling for every word. I never thought I'd say that love could be the answer. Baby, now I know it's you who lifts this curse. I'll give you my all. If you say that you care for me, say that you care for me.
CITR 101.9 FM.
I knew when you Ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Should America pay reparations for slavery? Ta-Nehisi Coates is saying yes. Coleman Hughes is saying yes as well, but not in the way that Ta-Nehisi is saying that that America should. Basically, the argument is, should reparations be paid in terms of dollars given? Or should it be done in other ways? I'm just going to give you a quick update on the story. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell offered a reply basically saying that America should not be liable for something that happened 150 years ago, since none of the people that are currently living are responsible for slavery. I just want to put that out there first before I just get into the story, because I don't know. What do you think about this, Bijuana?
Well, what they just said makes no sense, because what happened 150 years ago, like, the effects are still
and people
everywhere.
Like
it's like what the country is like built on.
Exactly. I have here like a list of these facts. Black women are more likely, or four times more likely, to die in childbirth than white women. So it's like there are current things that are happening now that are like systematic from what happened 150 years ago, and people like Mitch McConnell and a lot of other congressmen are the ones that are really perpetuating basically the effects, the ripple effects of slavery. So anyways, so let's not argue that there are still effects that are happening 150 years later. They definitely are. If you look at the prison system and you look at just like, just generally employment rates, education rates, death rates, just everything in general, systemically, black people, people of color, people on the margins are definitely treated a lot differently. But Coleman Hughes is saying, he's saying, hey, look, let's not give them money. Let's change the system. And I kind of agree with him. He's getting a lot of flack. A lot of people are saying you're against people of color, black people, by saying that there should be no reparations. I would disagree. I don't think that's his argument. I think his argument is that a dollar in a black person's hand is a lot different than a dollar in a white person's hand in terms of how far that can go. And if reparations are to be paid to black people, that money will not be able to buy equal access to healthcare, equal access to education, equal access to the legal system, because the legal system is essentially against them. The education system is very much against them. So what ends up happening is that you just don't have that same equality, that same equity that reparations would give. What he's saying is, let's change the prison system. Let's look at prison reform. Let's look at legal reform. Let's look at essentially legislative reform in the way that black people are treated in America, people of color. And let that be the restitutions paid. There you go. That's my hot air blown out of my mouth. What do you think about this?
Well, I literally just heard just about this right now.
Yeah.
I think that they both have valid points.
I mean, they do. I think it's very difficult because the media really didn't really quite pick up on it as much, because, I mean, I'd never heard of Coleman Hughes until I was on Twitter and I saw this. And basically the whole, just as people are saying, everyone's outraged, Coleman Hughes was booed in these hearings that were going on about reparations. So I feel like he's being painted out to be a villain. I think he's bringing in a very long-term...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to search that up when I get home, because I think that people's experiences aren't just like, there's not one way to look at it, you know? And that's, I don't think he should be villainized for having his own perspective on a very important subject.
Yeah. Not all. I'm just trying to find, as you're saying this, I'm trying to find, oh, here we go. Black Democrat booed for testifying against slave reparations. That is coming from YouTube. I believe this was covered by CNN. So Yeah. He's basically being kind of portrayed as this, like, this black elitist, you know, who has, who's right now studying philosophy at Columbia. Mm-hmm. So I think there's kind of that sort of spin being put on it.
Well, again, but, like, I haven't heard exactly what he said. Yeah. I'll probably have to go do that as well.
Basically, what he's saying, he's Coleman Hughes. He's an undergraduate philosophy major at Columbia University. I would say he's giving a long-term look at this. Mm-hmm. He's also saying that by paying reparations, you're going to create even more of a divide because, I mean, you see this in Canada, especially.
With Indigenous people. Yeah.
Why are we giving Indigenous people money? Or as my parents would say, like, why are we giving these, like, lazy Indians money? There's no reason to give the, like, why are we doing that? It's just going to make them leech off the system. And that's how I was raised growing up. So I kind of believe that. And it really instilled a hell of a lot of racism that I had to kind of get over really quick. And I did, thank God.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen in the States. It's going to further divide people. Whereas, like, you know, if you got some money, it still doesn't mean you're going to have, you know, equal access to healthcare and to education. So anyways, that's my crack at the story. I think Coleman Hughes brought a really intelligent spin to this whole topic about, you know, what are we going to do about the way that we've dehumanized systemically black people in America. Netflix. Let's talk about Netflix. Netflix is saying that murder mystery, that movie that I ended up watching that had Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler in it, like, broke.
Oh,
apparently it broke.
Supposed to be a comedy?
Yes. I watched it. It wasn't bad. I got through it. I feel like if I was like a 40 something, you know, very plain person, that I would be like, you know, wow, that was cute. It was fine. It would definitely, what I liked about it is Adam Sandler didn't really talk much. And so it made it a lot easier for me to digest. Apparently it smashed numbers. It did basically the equivalent in box office numbers of $270 million, which would definitely make it a hit. It'd be like a Marvel movie sort of hit in terms of numbers. I think it's weird.
That's interesting.
One thing I want to talk about is Chambers, which is an amazing show. Female led, people of color led. The whole thing is just incredible. Canceled. There's a lot of shows that get canceled on Netflix that...
The Get Down?
Yeah. You know, any other ones you can think of? What are you watching on Netflix? Like, what's really...
Sense8, they canceled.
Did they actually?
Yeah.
Really? Huh. I didn't know that. That was like a really big queer hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorites, but I don't know. They've been canceling the good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. They've been doing a lot of weird things. Look, we're running late in the show. I got to call up my friend here, Mina Mercury, because let's see here. Let me get this phone. The phone wasn't working earlier, but you know what? I think we're going to get this thing working. I'm going to give Mina a call and let's see here. Okay, hold on. All right, I think we got this. There's a lot of tomfoolery going on here at the station. All right. Hi, Mina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know me. I like to have a nice drag queen on my show.
Oh, how? Yes, I do, honey.
Okay, we got to get things moving along here. So I got to... You sent me the song In My Room. You wanted me to play it. I love you. I've known you since I was like 18 and going to bars underage. So here we are together. We've met. The stars have aligned. And I'm playing your song on my show. So here we go. Tell me about your song before we have to get to it and start moving along here.
Here we go. This is In My Room by Mina Mercury and Tony Reynolds.
All right, there you go. And what do I always say? Don't forget to...
Tip your drag queen.
All right, there you go. You heard it. Mina Mercury, In My Room, it's next on Andelon Radio.
In my room, it's my radio. Thinking of get you to me a little now, rocking alone.
Decatur, Laverne, on Andalana Radio. I'm calling in Emily because I know Emily is really into my friend Biawana. My friend Biawana is really into their music. Tell us more about it. Oh, here we go. Hey, you're here.
I'm here.
You're here.
Hi again.
This whole entire show is just going to hell in a handbasket. I don't know what's going on here. Phones aren't working. I'm having to call you on speaker and hold it up to my microphone.
Well, I mean, that's radio for you, so you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got a ding-dang. Who knows where that's coming from?
No, it's bizarre. Look, the only reason why I'm calling you back is because, one, we have plans tomorrow. Are we going to the beach at 11?
Yeah, apparently, but there's also, like, a fire in the British property here.
Good. I hope it burns all of West Vancouver and all those jugheads.
Oh, my.
Those conservative jugheads in West Van. Can't even put a bike lane down literally 10 blocks of Marine Drive or whatever.
Yeah, true.
Bunch of jugheads. You know what? I'm saying it right now in unceded territory. I want all of West Vancouver to burn down. I want all those private schools burnt to the ground and all those kids to be crying this summer. Damn it.
Oh,
I want every damn Land Rover to explode. Because you know what? There's going to be oil all over the BC coast once Justin Trudeau skewers pipelines through unceded territory. So you know what? Who cares? Let's just blow up all of West Vancouver, have oil just seep and leak into the waters, kill all the crabs, kill all the indigenous people, kill all the queers because we like to swim topless. You know. Pubes aren't shaved. It's weird. Things are bizarre. What are you doing for Pride, Biawana?
I'm playing a few shows.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about that. Sorry, my hormones get all worked up. It's bizarre.
I'll just let you go off.
Tell me. Thank you. I just needed that. I need a Klondike bar. What are you doing for Pride?
Playing a few shows on the 2nd, 3rd, mm-hmm. and 4th, I believe. On Davie Street and at Sunset Beach. And then I have another show on July 31st for the Honda Celebration of Light.
Nice. Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, there you go. Getting some good money from that?
I don't know yet.
I don't know.
I hope so.
All right.
And July 6th, that public disco, which should be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. I actually interviewed this kid, Romy, who does this insane, awesome voguing dancing.
Yeah.
That was really cool. He's probably going to be there.
Cool.
The next one. You'll find this like little 8-year-old, no, 11-year-old kid. Voguing his butt off. Emily, do you have any questions?
Well,
I need you to ask some questions.
What's public disco? I've never heard of this place.
I think it's like a pop-up.
My mind.
It's like a pop-up concert. There's like a location outside somewhere and then everyone plays in front of a crowd. Sometimes it's in like an alley or something. I don't.
Emily, it's in an alley. I'm gonna throw you in a cheap dress. And by the way, Emily's wearing a moon boot. For those of you who don't know, it's like an air boot for when you break your ankle. It's a really sexy look. It's all the rage this summer.
Which I got helping Andrew film an Instagram.
That is true. Yeah, she was trying to film an Instagram video. It wasn't for me. It was for you and for class. Yeah. And then explain how you actually rolled your ankle, Emily. I know exactly how you did it. You're peeing in the forest. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I was. There was no bathroom around. I just had a very big latte. And then I saw three soccer goalposts, like, stacked together. And there was just three poles. I was like, I can easily land that jump. And
yeah, she tried.
And I didn't land it. And I heard a big crack. And then I just went down with a big set.
Okay, so to make a long story even longer, Emily basically rolled her ankle, and now she's wearing this big moon boot for all the summer. And you wanted to get yourself a wheelchair.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Tell the truth.
To make me look better.
Emily,
I did not.
Is your tech baron husband there?
Like going
Emily is dating Evan, or as I like to call him, Yvonne.
Game designer, and he works for Telus, and he does like gamification of training, I guess, for the call center people.
Yeah. So you can like inject a little bit of life into their hellish nightmare day, which is having to call people from the Telus call center. No wonder your tech baron boyfriend is upset all the time.
He's wonderful.
Maybe you guys can use an extra woman in the bedroom. Might spark it up. Emily?
You never know.
I'm taking you to public disco, and we're just going to get liquored. We're going to find Biwana. We're going to run up and be like, oh my God, Biwana! I love your music!
If he's a game designer, why doesn't he design you a nice
woman? VR woman. Yeah. Oh, Emily. Ooh. Yeah. You got to get yourself, what are those things called? What's the glasses? The VR glasses?
Yeah.
Oracle? I don't know what, it's not Oracle.
Oculus.
Yeah. You got to get yourself some Oculus shades and lay back. Or it's Emily. You do not know virtual reality?
Virtual. But what do you mean Oculus?
Oculus is just a brand. Anyways, look, it doesn't matter. You're going to wear these glasses and you're going to see some nice bouncing breasts. Or whatever turns you on.
Yeah, there's
like
VR porn now. So
yeah. I might get into that later. Get a photo of Jamie Sassford and there you
oh
go.
Oh my God.
Do some VR Facebooking late at night. All right, Emily, do you have any do you have any decent questions? Because I feel like the decency meter is blown.
Well,
anything? Nothing else?
Yes, I do, actually. Okay. Since it's Pride Month, and well, I guess it is in the States. I don't know if it really is here. I'm not really sure. What does non-binary mean to you? I was just doing a project for school on Jonathan Van Ness from Of Queer Eye Acclaim, or the reboot, about him coming out as non-binary. And I was wondering what you thought of it and what your feelings are.
That's a really good question. Biwana, non-binary, what does it mean to you?
I think it's awesome that more and more people are coming out about it because it makes it less scary for other people to come out about it. I mean, like, yeah. I go by she, her, they, them because I am non-binary. I think it makes me feel better that they are coming out about it. I think I felt that forever growing up with three brothers and stuff and just like never really I think as soon as I found a word for it, I was like something clicked, if that makes sense.
Wow.
It's like when you don't know what like being queer or gay or lesbian or pansexual, bisexual or whatever, you don't know those words yet and you're like, oh, what are these feelings? And not being educated, like growing up in elementary school or whatever, about us actually being a real thing, and even how to have like safe gay sex and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know what these feelings are. I don't know. You have to kind of like find your own way, and then finding that word, just makes things click.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Emily, do you think you're non-binary? I'm actually being serious.
No, I don't know. Being your friend alone, learning so much about this entire culture has kind of been like a lot for me.
Yeah, you were kind of a conservative girl.
I was not that conservative.
You went to Sunday school, Emily? And you went to youth group.
Way many years ago. But it was just, I'm learning so many things. And like, just university life that you pick up on. And, you know, going to the Queer Resource Center and learning things about yourself that you never really, like you said, were just like sort of questions you had and like things you acted on, but I never really sorted it out for myself. So, I don't know, kind of just seeing people coming out as bisexual or whatever. Well, why are you laughing?
I know, I'm just laughing because
Well, it's okay. I'm just pulling my heart on the floor.
I'm just laughing because it's cute. Because I just like, I love you, and like I like how you've turned into the vision you are today.
It's
a sexually confused woman. I don't know.
No, it's just nice to hear other people talk about it.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has their own journey, and I think I'm just kind of coming into my own at 33.
Well, that makes sense. I don't think there's like a time limit on, I think you're always discovering yourself.
Very true.
And learning new things, no matter how old you are.
Do you think that, and or this young. Is a question for both yourself and Emily, but do you think that women mature later on in life because, like, sexually, because of the expectations that are on them to basically just shut up and be a good girlfriend?
I'm not sure. I think it depends on the person. I'm not sure about that one. I don't think.
Emily, what do you think?
I think just us being in communications and learning how much the media kind of shits in our brain. To use a textbook example that Key was talking about, that's literally the name of the textbook that she's going to be teaching a class in. It's just kind of like realizing how much you've been lied to, and you have to sort of deal with all that, and just me going to school later in life and unpacking all of that was whoa. You learn a lot about yourself.
I agree. I feel that too. Oh, well, that, I was saying to, during
like
the...
If I didn't go to university, I wouldn't have known.
No.
You know, I would have probably developed even later.
Can you imagine if you didn't go to university, we would have never met?
I mean,
I would have been okay with it because sometimes you really piss me off. But
well,
okay. Well, then we both would have been. It would have been okay. But no, you know what? You do have a very good place in my life because, to tell you the truth, like women's issues and everything else, like I would have never been able to tap into that. So that's why I like having you around. Aww. Yeah.
Thanks,
man. All right. Well, I think that was good. You asked a lot of good questions. I'm proud of you.
You have another question?
Thank you.
Do you have any more questions for?
I do.
Yeah, go for it. We have some time.
Do you want to what?
No, good. No, go for it. Go for it.
Who inspires you? Who inspires you to write music? What are your musical idols that you look up to?
Definitely, Janelle Monáe and Hayley Kiyoko. Just because they're like trailblazers for queer women of color.
Absolutely.
Like breaking boundaries and succeeding in an industry that is hasn't really supported us as much. So I appreciate everything that they do, and I do want to be like them, and I think they inspire me as well as like you and other people who listen to my music and stuff, because it makes me feel less alone. I hope it makes other people feel less alone as well, because it's, I think, that connection and learning from each other instead of being so isolated, like supporting one another through things. Mm-hmm. I think that's what inspires me.
Oh, that's such a great answer. That's so much better than anything I could have hoped for. I love that.
Emily, with that said, I want you to pull out your favorite friend, take a nice nap, go to sleep.
Sounds like a good plan.
Okay. Oh, no, not that friend. Emily, no. Wait, what were you thinking? I was thinking about wine. Okay, we're gonna go.
Finish my soda.
Okay,
thank you so much, Bielana, for everything. Your music is incredible, and just keep on trailblazing yourself because you're inspiring the world.
Thank you.
I love
you. Thank you. I will.
Yeah, no problem.
Hope you have a good night. Okay. Thank you for the questions.
You too. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
Okay. We're still on for tomorrow.
Okay, bye. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Are you gonna bring the food?
I think Eric is. He's just got a whole thing of snacks planned.
Oh my god. Okay, well, it better be good. There better be some carbs in there. Yeah. Feeling kind of hungry. Bielana and I are going to go get ourselves some burgers maybe and pack of darts.
Pack of
sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'll take some photos from the gas station. Okay, look, we got two more songs left on the show. We have Violent Soho with Like Soda, followed by Rufus, Inner Bloom, and then that's it. Then we come back and we say goodbyes, and that's all. Okay, all right, awesome, cool. Violent Soho, Like Soda, next on Andylon Radio.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndylandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
The heat. drone itself and all the roads, with rattles from all the pubs and pokies' rooms. Sound never goes. They'd given up the worker's life. For a moment it was clear and so precise. And I'll say, I don't mind, I don't care, I'll just say whatever. I don't mind, we don't care, we'll be here forever. And we don't mind, we don't care, we'll be here forever. Cause I ran my life and I branded my soul, went to church and sucked to a god.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Feels like I'm waiting, like I'm watching, watching you fall out. Dreams where I'm fading, fading.
If you want me, if you need me, I'm yours.
Rufus, Inner Bloom on Endland Radio. That's it. That's all for tonight's show. I had a lot of fun. Bijuana.
Me too.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun trying to take care of controls. Our phone system wasn't working. There was a lot of tomfoolery happening, but you know what? It's fine. We're probably going to edit down the podcast version of this episode because we really do need to. So if you heard it live, that's the last time you're ever going to hear it in that way because it will not be published like that. Look, if you want to get more episodes of the show, you can always do so. Just go to andylandradio.com. They're all there. And as I always like to say to you, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.